this going on and the wind's blowing this way, it's got
yeah.
to not a good
yeah,
idea.
Sounds real good.
Okay, we're out.
Okay, we're leaving.
Within the matter of a few minutes, the Red Canyon fire grew from a couple of flare-ups and extensive lingering smoke to a massive black and gray smoke plume, and it was headed toward us.
Noticing those winds just shifted and up. We're at 25 miles an hour right now.
That's Carbondale firefighter Hank Van Berlo, who drove me out of the area as quickly as possible. Before we scurried away, we surveyed the burn area, acres and acres of scorched land surrounded by green, heavily vegetated mountainsides.
So we're right now, we're in the black, so we're completely surrounded by vegetation, low-lying vegetation that's completely been burned.
Van Berlo says this area is a safe zone for firefighters. Since it already burned, it won't light up again. Far off, firefighters decked in bright yellow are visible. They're using tools like Pulaskis to dig a fire line. Van Berlo says it's hard work.
And if you're in it, you know, those guys that are working in there, it's difficult to see. And it's hard to see where you are and to make sure that you're still safe at all times.
Firefighter safety, along with public safety, rises to the top of the priority list for these firefighters, which is why when the fire blew up, many of those firefighters headed to the safe zone and the radios came to life.
A little wind and smoke alignment.
The area is very overgrown with gambrel oak and pinyon and juniper trees and sagebrush. It's a very dangerous area to be in because the forest is so overgrown.
Carbondale Fire Chief Ron Leach says his department was one of the first to respond to the fire when it was reported on Monday. He says the area likely caught fire because of a history of fire suppression and the ongoing drought. Still, he's surprised the fire sparked so easily after recent rains.
I'll tell you, that fire burned yesterday like there was gasoline on it. The trees look green and the oak leaves are bright green, but they're very dry. And I was very surprised how fast and furious that fire burned.
Fire officials say the probable cause of the blaze is a lightning strike from a dry lightning storm on Sunday. Even though it grew quickly, Leach says he's confident firefighters will gain control of the fire over the next 4 days or so.
I'm really not too worried about this fire. I know we're going to get a handle on this fire. This is going to be fine. This is certainly not the worst fire we've ever seen in the Roaring Fork Valley.
For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.